Locker room chats, they continue here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamor. We're talking Jackson Heights basketball. We got the girls coach, Madison Massey, joining us here for a few minutes. Brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Wareham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, Farmer State Bank in Holton, also Community Healthcare System as well. And it's certainly been a busy time for the Jackson Heights basketball teams. Coach, quite a few games here in a short amount of time. And I say that in particular with this week. You guys played Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's just quite the grind, and it's usually at this point of the season pretty busy, but, you know, 3 games in 3 days, that's probably putting a lot on your team this week.
Absolutely. With the HIT last week, we played on Saturday. I gave them Sunday off. I didn't want to go back-to-back-to-back and didn't have a lot of prep time necessarily for scouting for these three teams, as in walkthrough with the team. I was obviously able to prep for them, but, yeah, it's hard on their bodies. It's hard on their mental state, like getting in that grind every night, but they've been doing a really nice job because they've had three really tough teams that they had to play this week.
Yeah, it started with Troy, who's one of the best teams in the state on Monday, and then Horton, who's towards the top of the league on Tuesday, and then Wednesday, a very good Riverside team that's played well over the last couple of weeks. You know, you lose the game to Troy, you lose the game to Horton on Tuesday, but you guys bounce back. You get one of those in the Wednesday game against Riverside. How do you think your team just kind of handled that stretch in those 3 games in 3 days?
Well, I thought they did a nice job. Troy is obviously going to be a really difficult game to win. We tried to gimmick defensively. We tried to try a few new offensive things, but, you know, without a practice, not necessarily going to be successful unless you can catch on to it quickly. So we had to revert to some of our older things. But they still played extremely hard and tough, and they did a nice job. And Horton, always playing in Horton, I think it's fun. It's a loud gym. It echoes. The kids, maybe not so much. But we seem to like that third quarter here in the last, you know, 5 or 6 games that have been we've been able to cut it close. So we cut it to, I think, 5 or 6 there against Horton. And we just made a nice little run, but obviously just couldn't get the job done. They hit some shots down the stretch, and we're struggling with our free throw percentage. But obviously bounced back, got the next one, was able to end our, you know, we lost 8 games in a row. So this, we're hoping to go 5-0 on the next 5 that we play.
Yeah, you get an opportunity still a few weeks before the postseason, but you had those 3 games in 3 days. You got at least today off, so obviously probably still some practice time, and then Pleasant Ridge tomorrow night. You know, what can you tell us about Pleasant Ridge? Pretty limited time for preparation, but kind of the expectations for your matchup at home tomorrow night.
Yeah, you say limited time, but at least we have a day to practice.
Right.
I'm looking forward to getting into the gym this evening. Obviously, it will be short and intense. Don't want to keep them in there too long. Their bodies need a break before tomorrow, but it's a big night for us. It's the Queen of Courts. There's going to be a lot of people there. Our kids are excited. It's a big game. Pleasant Ridge, I really like their coach. We're similarly minded, and they do a really nice job. I've been watching several of their films, and we're going to have to stop Isabella Major, which is their best player, and they got a couple girls to go around her that will make it tough. But if we knock down some outside shots, get more rebounds offensively and putbacks, we're going to be okay.
There it is. Jackson Heights girls basketball coach Madison Massey joining us. Always appreciate the few minutes. Been a busy week for the Cobras. 3 games, 3 days. Today off, and then they're back to it tomorrow night at home against Pleasant Ridge. Coach, thanks again for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.